time again for StoryCorps. Today we'll hear from David Wilson. He was a plaintiff in the 2004 court decision that legalized same-sex marriage in Massachusetts. Wilson's journey to that landmark case started 10 years earlier when he lost his first partner, Ron Loso, to a heart attack.
EMTs arrived within minutes, and they called the police because they saw me standing in the driveway, you know, an African-American man in a white neighborhood. And when the police arrived, they wanted to arrest me for assault and battery and breaking and entering. And when I got to the hospital, I found out that they were not going to give me any information because I had no relationship to Ron. As far as they were concerned, I was a stranger. They called Ron's family in Vermont and said, "Can you give permission for us to talk to David?" And his 75-year-old mom said, "Of course, they're partners." So they came out, and they said that he was dead on arrival. My whole world just kind of fell apart, and I felt pretty broken. You know, where do I go from here? So I joined a support group. One meeting in walked a man. That man's name was Rob Compton. 3 years later, we had a commitment ceremony. Lots of people came and they thought it was our wedding. And we said, "No, this isn't a wedding because we don't have the right to get married." So it was amazing to become a plaintiff in a major lawsuit against the state of Massachusetts. Part of the decision to be part of the case was to talk with my family. My dad wasn't sure. All of a sudden, his only son is going to become this prominent, out, gay, black man. So I talked with Dad about some of the issues. A couple hours later, Dad said, "You're doing the right thing." May 17th, 2004 was the first weddings. Dad said, "Well, you're going to City Hall and you're going to be part of all of this excitement. What about me?" I said, "Dad, I'm sending a limo to pick you up." My dad had never been in a limo. He got a new suit, came down, and limo took him down, and he was in the front row, and when we walked down the aisle, both his arms were in the air. He was 89 at that point. And he didn't see it just for gay people. He saw it for, you know, all people that had been discriminated against. And his whole life he had been discriminated against. So I think for Dad, it was just a victory that he could be a part of. He could not have been more proud. It was a great day.
David Wilson at StoryCorps in New York City. His recording will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. Get the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.